Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, all we had to do was talk about it on radio for 5 minutes.
They printed my ballot. Then they hand me a Sharpie, which I thought was kind of weird because I've been voting for almost 40 years now. But I noticed it was soaking through to the other side of the ballot. I went online to check my status of my ballot, and I put in my info, and it said that I wasn't registered. I've always been registered. I could not find any proof that my ballot was read.
She saw that they were handing Sharpies to people, and that she was already hearing that the machines were not reading the Sharpie ballots. And she said she had always voted with a pen, so she had a pen ready. And they tried to force her to take the Sharpie. They tried to take the pen away from her.
Goes out with a Sharpie-type belt pen. And I was like, oh, no, I have a pen. I pulled it out of my pocket, and I was like, I have a ballpoint on a pen. Reached out, trying to grab it.
And so they give you the Sharpie.
Well, there's a poll worker. They said what they're doing and giving me the right pen to fill out the ballot.
In Arizona, we know the machines can't read them. What were you told?
I checked my vote a few days after the vote to confirm, and it showed the confirmation of my vote the day I voted, and everything was 100%. Lo and behold, I went on and checked my status this morning after the election, and my vote is gone. It shows the last vote that I made was in 2016. I've been talking to others on Facebook and my friends in my community, all reporting the same thing, missing votes across our county.
Your ballot was filed with the Sharpie that they gave you.
Yes.
And now they are trying to throw out your vote, Elgin.
It's voter fraud. It's an attack upon the integrity of the constitutional system, Jordan.
Then we just need to go to the next step. And the next step's going to be we make sure that the Constitution's complied with.
Folks, at the ACLJ, now is the time to go to war, to defend the integrity of the election and your constitutional right to vote. We've got a brand new petition up. We need you to sign it at ACLJ.org. Votes are being stolen. And here is the key. We support counting of every legal vote, regardless of who that legal vote was for. But notice the word I use, legal. Listen to the other side. They say count every vote, not legal vote. There's a big difference. We're here to defend your constitutional rights. We fight to the very end. This is the beginning of the battle. And the way you can start by pitching in and fighting with us is by signing the petition right now to defend your constitutional right and the integrity of our vote in the United States. Sign that petition right now at ACLJ.org.
And that is right. That is right. We're back here live here on the show, giving you the hard facts, the actual facts, drawn from the most reliable source. A lot have changed over the last 24 hours, and things are moving in the right direction as far as the legal aspect of things. So, trying to see how that is going to go. Interesting that the U.S. Postal Office ended the Postal Police Patrol, daily patrol, where they go and follow mail carriers and make sure they're not, make sure they get to their destination safe at times, check these blue mail collection box and to make sure they're okay. They ended that back in September. They ended that security measures. So the Postal Police Unit has filed a lawsuit. So we're going to have to see how that's going to go. So things are shaping up. We'll just have to see. God is always sovereign. He has the last say so. the weather is great. The weather is great. And we're just pretty much living what I call in the last days. The Bible said that in the last days, evil men were wax worse and worse. That's why it tells us to redeem the time, because the days are evil. You would have to be absolutely in denial, blind, to think that, to not believe that we're living in the last evil days. Even in the book of Timothy and Peter spoke about, now we are in the last days, that the Spirit speaks expressly that in the last days that evil men would wax worse and worse, and you begin to see that happen. From a biblical perspective, from a Christian perspective, these things doesn't take us by surprise. The Bible tells us that these things are just the beginning of sorrow. These things are just the beginning of sorrow. And when you see the day approaching, the Bible says, when you see the day approaching, then you have to redeem the time. In other words, you got to make every minute count, every moment count. Everything has to count in life. Every calculated step that you take has to be well thought out. And well thought out and well planned, because, again, we're living in a time where lawlessness is becoming the norm. Lawlessness. I didn't say righteousness. Lawlessness has become the norm. We see that happening with the radical left. The radical left, we're fighting an uphill battle, a constitutional battle. So this thing is going to go to the Supreme Court. There are litigations already set for. You all know who's been following the facts. They have reported dead people voting. They have reported illegals voting. Lots of things are taking place. So we see those things approaching, and we had to take heed. And I really think that this is going to, the truth is going to come out. It's going to prevail. They're trying to push this and get these states certified to try to make the Biden ticket irreversible. But with that, we're going to have to stand, like I put in the text, conservatives are going to have to fight. We got too many weak conservatives that we're fighting, weak Republicans who are just caving in to the media claim that there is no voter fraud going on. We know voter fraud is happening. The media, the fake news media, corrupt news media, want the American people to believe that that's not the case, that this is just the norm. We're just waiting for, we want every vote to count. No, they want every illegal mail-in ballot to be counted, not checked. And this is going to pick up some momentum. So let not your heart be troubled out there. You know, I hear people saying in the news, some of the Republicans saying, well, we got to figure out how to fix the problem, and next time this happens, we want to be aware of it. No, there will not be another next time. The fix is already in. You know, they always want to say, well, you know, when conservatives get kicked in the rear, you know, the next time. No, there is no next time. Now is the time. Now you got to fight. You cannot give up. Got to fight this to the end, to the highest court in the land, which is the Supreme Court. This is a criminal activity. This is a criminal operation. And I talk about that earlier today to someone I was talking to. And I use the analogy of having a football team who has had a winning season, and now we're at the championship game, and we're winning the game. We're ahead. We're driving the ball down to the goal line, and the fans are cheering us on. They're rooting us on. You know, the support is there. Massive support. Supporting the team players. And as you see that in the House, in the Senate, the American people have given Republicans in the Senate more control. They have gained more seats in Congress. They have gained more. They have flipped 13 seats, added 13 new seats there in the Congress, Republican women. And it may be where 36 more. But the point I'm making is that how is it that the team, the fans, the fans are rooting for the players of the team, but the quarterback is the one who is making it happen. He's throwing the ball. He's making sure the ball is being thrown in the pocket to the right receiver. And how is it that the fans support the defense and the offense, but they don't support the quarterback? They literally throw the quarterback underneath the bus. In other words, they want us to believe that the American people voted to give Republicans more control and power and the ability to have the majority, a majority in the Senate and the House. But they split their ballot and threw the president under the bus. It doesn't work like that. The whole team wins the championship game. The quarterback is a part of the team. The fans are not going to turn on the quarterback who's winning the game. Do you get the point? That's why I say this stinks to high heaven, and they may fool the masses of misinformed voters and people in media, but they don't fool me. They're not fooling us. I got enough common sense to know that if the American people is behind the Senate in the House, even Republicans, Democrats haven't gained not one new seat in the House. Matter of fact, they've been ran over like with an 18-wheeler truck. They're getting wiped out, swept out. They have 13 new Republican females who won seats in the House, congressmen. That is amazing. I mean, we haven't heard of that before. We haven't seen that happen before. But they want us to believe that these ballots that are coming in are split. The voters of those ballots were 100% behind the Republicans in the House and the Senate. But they trashed the president. No, those are illegal ballots that came in after the fact, after the polls closed. Now, you can believe what you want to believe. You're grown. I support your right to do so because I believe in the concept of the individual thinking, expression, and judgment from each individual. But I'm not stupid. I was born at night, but not last night. This is criminal activity. This is voter fraud. Now, this is a classic case, Democrats, of what you call voter suppression and voter fraud and criminal activity. This is a classic case study for that. The people who been championing so-called voter rights and who've been championing claiming that they want to protect every voter, every person vote count, these are the crooks. These are the people who are committing the criminal activities. It's been happening a long time. This is criminal activity taking place. This is an all-out assault to steal an election. And the squirrel, a duly elect president. I want to hear from you tonight. You call the number 516-595-8256. My voice is a little, vocal cords are not working as swiftly as they have been because I've really been going at it this week back and forth with several individuals elevating my voice and shouting matches. My voice is, my vocal cords is kind of shot now. That's the reason for the low key. It's kind of shot. I'm trying to not strain my vocal cord, vocal cord. Hopefully, I can have my voice back by Monday. But yeah, so definitely want to hear from you. Be back in a minute. Hear what you have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
Do protests increase the spread of the virus? I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone.
Yeah.
I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Should we limit the protesting?
I'm not sure what you mean. How do we say limit the protesting?
Should government limit the protesting?
I don't think that's relevant to...
Well, you just said if it increases the spread of the virus, I'm just asking, should we limit it?
Well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way.
Well, you make all kinds of recommendations. You make comments on dating, on baseball, on everything you can imagine. I'm just asking, you just said that protests increase the spread.
No.
I'm just asking, should we try to limit the protests?
No, I think I would leave that to people who have more of a position to do that. I can tell you.
Government stopping people from going to church, Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
Last week in the Calvary Chapel case, 5 liberals on the Supreme Court said it was okay for Nevada to limit church services. Justice Gorsuch said it best. He said there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. I'm just asking, is there a world where the Constitution says you can favor one First Amendment liberty, protesting, over another, practicing your faith?
I'm not favoring anybody over anybody. I'm just making a statement that's a broad statement, that avoid crowds of any type, no matter where you are, because that leads to the acquisition and transmission. And I don't judge one crowd versus another crowd. When you're in a crowd, particularly if you're not wearing a mask, that induces
the spread. It's a simple question, doctor. Should we limit the protest? Government is obviously limiting people going to church. And look, there's been no violence that I can see at church. I haven't seen people during a church service go out and harm police officers or burn buildings. But we know that. I mean, for 63 days, 9 weeks, it's been happening in Portland.
Right. Yeah.
Well, one night in Chicago, 49 officers were injured, but no limit to protest. But boy, you can't go to church on Sunday.
What was this?
I don't know how many times I can answer that. I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm just going to tell you.
You've opined on a lot of things, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, but I've never.
This is something that directly impacts the spread of the virus, and I'm asking your position on the protest.
Yeah, I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm telling you what it is, the danger. And you can make your own conclusion about that. You should stay away from crowds, no matter where the crowds
are. Government has stopped people from going to work. In fact, just in New Jersey 4 days ago, Ian Smith, Frank Trombetta were arrested for opening up, for trying to operate their business, their gym. They were arrested. But my bet is if these two individuals own this gym were outside just in front of their gym, and all the people who were working out in their gym were outside protesting, they'd been just fine. But because they were in the gym working out, actually running their business, they got arrested. Do you think that's okay?
You know, I'm not going to opine on who gets arrested and who does not. I mean, you get where I'm going. I'm telling you, as a public health official, I say crowd.
Do you see the inconsistency, though, Dr. Fauci?
There's no inconsistency, Congressman.
So you're allowed to protest millions of people on one day in crowds yelling, screaming, but you try to run your business, you get arrested? And if you stood right outside of that same business and protested, you wouldn't get arrested? You don't see an inconsistency there?
I don't understand what you're asking me as a public health official to opine on who should get arrested or not. That's not my position. You could ask
You've advocated for certain businesses to be shut down. I'm just asking you on your position on the protest. I haven't seen one. We've heard a lot about hair salons. I haven't seen one hairstylist who, between haircuts, goes out and attacks police or sets something on fire. But we've seen all kinds of that stuff during protests, and we know the protests actually increase the spread of the virus. You've said that.
I said crowds. I didn't say specifically. I didn't say protests do anything.
So the protests don't increase the spread of the virus?
I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth.
No, I just want an answer to the question. Do the protests increase the spread of the virus?
I don't have any scientific evidence on anything. I can tell you that crowds are known, particularly when you don't have a mask, to increase the acquisition and transmission. No matter what.
So you don't have a position on whether the protests increase the spread of the virus or don't increase the spread of the virus?
I'm saying that crowds, wherever the crowds are, can give you an increased probability that there's going to be acquisition and transmission.
But do you understand Americans' concern? Protesting, particularly according to the Democrats, is just fine, but you can't go to work, you can't go to school, you can't go to church. There's limits placed on all three of those fundamental activities, First Amendment activities, but protesting is just fine.
You know,
the gentleman's time has expired.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
Do protests increase the spread of the virus?
You know, when I listen to that particular exchange there between Congressman Jordan and Dr. Fauci, it's a sad commentary. Protest consists of a crowd of people. I mean, does it not? It consists of a crowd of people. Well, if you got a crowd of people around and they're not wearing masks, and according to Dr. Fauci's position, that is transmitting the coronavirus. So, I mean, you can call it a protest, you can call it a jamboree, you can call it a march, whatever. The concept, the principle is the same. You still have a mass number of people out together, not social distancing in a crowd, some wearing masks, some not. And even if they're a wearing mask, it has to be a N95 mask, because you can still transmit the virus to a person, even if the mask that you see people wearing now, these masks that they customize, masks that they custom made masks, that is not preventing the spread of coronavirus. The only mask that works properly, certified, is the N95. I had an N95 mask on today. It's the most awkward mask you want to wear, and it's ugly. I mean, you look like you have a duck beard. It is absolutely not anything you want to place on your face for any length of time, and it only lasts for a period of time. So the truth of the matter is, these masks that you see people selling, they're just people just profiting, making money off a pandemic. Now, medical people who work in the medical field, they had the N95 masks, and they also had the plastic shield to go the face covering as well. But beyond that, so mandating people to wear masks is not going to eliminate the virus if you mandate that. The only mask that would do so is the N95. So we see that we have a mixed message going back and forth there with Dr. Fauci. But I tell you what, my voice is not going to let me continue tonight, guys. My voice, boy, I got to drink some, give me some hot tea or drink something hot here. Maybe rest for tomorrow night. My voice is definitely shot. Yesterday I just got in a really, really heated match with somebody, and it got kind of loud and elevated and hollering and shouting back and forth. And my voice is, my my voice is shot. Yeah, but we'll just have to see how things are going to pan out here in the long run. I think it all things work for the good. I know it, as far as a Christian, the Bible tells us that all things work together for the good to those who love the Lord, who are called according to His purpose. But we'll pick it up next time. Okay. Yeah, I think everybody about burned out tonight. Politically, I think everybody just about burned out. Okay, we're burned out now. We'll do something different. We're getting burned out.